Blog Talk Radio. On technology here. Thanks for your patience.
Figure out what's going on with my headphones here. We might have it figured out, maybe. I don't know if I can hear me or if you can hear me or if this microphone is working or not. Let me try playing my intro music again. I'm going to, I can't pause it. I can hear the speaker. So I'm hoping that you can hear me. That would be great if you did, because I can't hear the music. I can't really hear anything else. So I'm assuming that my mic is working. So we'll find out. I'm going to talk for an hour, and then I'll know if I can hear myself or if you can hear me. I'm still working on this technology. Anywho, let's get started. Welcome to Perinatal Ponderings. I'm your host, Winona. I am excited that I was thinking, oh, I got so much to do, but I really want to make this a routine for myself. And routines are sometimes, and habits are sometimes very difficult to get going. So they say, what does it take, 40 times to create a habit? It depends who you talk to. So if I could do this for 40 times, I have now created a habit. So I will continue to work on that. I encourage you to learn a bit more about me. You can visit my websites for support and services for lactation or birth or postpartum. You can visit www.nurturingexpectations.com. And to learn more about my education and training for the perinatal year, you can visit my website, www.northstarperinatalcenter.ca. And my focus is really right now is completing some of my own courses. This is where I'm at. I'm always working on a course, and I'm always behind on a course. Talk about creating habits, but also to get my classes up for you for online. Right now I have my older version of my perinatal class, and you get a discount if you go to, let me see if I can find the exact website. I will look for it here quickly. I need to start putting things in show notes, so maybe I should put some links in the show notes for my online perinatal class. And I'm giving you a discount right now because I'm in the midst of upgrading and redoing it. So I hope that will help you. I'm also getting close to getting ready to start advertising for the next cohort for the perinatal and infant support specialist, which will start in October. And I really encourage you, if you're going to sign up for that, to sign up sooner, because before we get started into all the units, there is some introductory stuff to look at. Also working on building up your book list and finding all the things that you need to go along with the course. So a few things here and there for you to look at and consider. If you have any questions, just send me an email, and you can send an email to North Star Perinatal Center with an RE at outlook.com. I also am hoping to get some guest speakers on. I know I haven't been reaching out, but I will be doing that shortly and talking to people who know more stuff about stuff than I know about stuff. So it's always good to connect with others who are also supporting moms and babies. And I encourage you to, if you just want to join me and talk about your story, maybe it's a story that would encourage another new mother and you just want to share it. There are times to share stories, even if the birth story wasn't what you expected, you can learn from it and maybe get some new insights and maybe share some things that you would hope other moms going through the birth process would kind of glean from your own story or your breastfeeding story or even your parenting story. If you have good tips and you're like, oh man, I just did this with my kids and wow, it really worked. I want to share that. You are welcome to do that. There's actually a guest call-in number. Like I said, still working on this, but the guest call-in number, if you're really interested in chatting, is 563-999-3404. So today we are meandering down the birthy brook. I've been going over this with a few different couples the last week, and so I thought, hey, let's just share it. Let's try and remember what the normal birth process looks like. This is what normal can look like. And of course, there's a wide variation because every mom, every birth, every baby is different. And there's so many factors that play into how your birth will unfold. So we're just going to go over some of the basics. Maybe you haven't had a baby before and this is all new to you. Or maybe you have had a baby and you'll just go back and remember, oh yeah, I remember that part of labor. And remembering different spots, different breaks, different things that happen during your birth process. So that's all we're going to do today. We are just going to talk about that and remember normal, right? Remember that throughout the generations, women have just birthed their baby. We have a very large population on our planet Earth right now, and somehow all those babies got born. And of course, there's going to be different paths that moms and babies take during the birth process, different things that might happen, and maybe they might need support throughout it. So we'll talk a little bit about that. In another podcast, we'll talk interventions and both medical and other. But today, I just want to go over this process, and I hope that it can be a little bit of help for you. With all my babies, they all had different starts to this process. Some of it was similar because I'm the same person, and so the way I birth doesn't vary a whole lot from baby to baby. But the beginning of the process always is kind of fun to remember, and what's going on, and how do you know? How do you know? Well, your baby will come, and you'll hold your baby, and that's how you'll know that the birth process started. So it's really hard to look back and be like, or be in it and say, this is exactly when it started, because it starts differently for everybody. And usually it's in retrospect where you look back and say, oh, yeah, okay. But we know that for women, and I'm not going to say most or always or whatever. I'm just going to talk about women in labor, and this will vary greatly, remember, from each birthing dyad, mother-baby birthing dyad. A lot of women, before they kind of start this process, will maybe kind of feel like they're getting sick, or their tummy's upset, or they're just maybe miserable, whereas other women will just be feeling fine one day, and the next day, boom, there we go, having a baby. So this early part of the birth process, we call it preparing the nest. So you've probably heard this. She's nesting, right? You don't really know you're doing it until you look back and be like, oh, that's why I wanted that bathroom wall painted so bad, or that's why I wanted to rearrange my living room, or that's why I felt so restless I had to go for a super long walk, or just felt I needed to get things done. And so this nesting is just your body's way of preparing you for your journey and getting there, right? It's the start. It's the kickoff of the hormonal cascade. And preparing the nest is kind of an enjoyable. You are putting aside all the things that your day-to-day things. And maybe you're done work. A lot of women who work up until pregnancy, they're done work. There's really not much more to do. Their partners maybe are getting things sorted at work because they know things are coming. And so it's just a time of preparation. You might, if you have dogs, if you have other kids, you might be getting that all sorted, figuring out what to do with them. And this time can take anywhere from an hour to 2 days, or sorry, to 24 hours. It might be the day before that you start to feel all these things, and then things kick in at night. We know that the hormone melatonin and oxytocin work well together, and so it is not uncommon for women to start feeling contractions at night, in the middle of the night. 2 o'clock often is a great time. Because our bodies birth better when it's dark and we feel safe. And so that's when things get started. Contractions can really vary. You might feel tinglings, sensations, tightenings, not necessarily what you might consider painful. In fact, many women don't consider it painful at all throughout the whole thing. And yes, that can happen, but a lot of women notice that the intensity gradually increases. But these contractions can be 10 minutes, 20 minutes apart, 15 minutes apart, 12 minutes apart, all over the place. And as you start to get further along in this early process, the contractions start to get closer together, maybe 7 minutes, maybe 6 minutes apart. It's interesting, when I'm teaching, I usually have visuals as well as I talk with my hands. So explaining this to you when you can't see me is going to be kind of a fun little thing, experiment to do. Okay, so contractions last maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds. They might last 40 seconds. So they're gradually getting closer together, they're gradually lasting longer, and they're gradually starting to feel a little more intense. So at this point, we are in the early part of the birth process. Mom is often talking, planning. Of course, if it's at night, go back to sleep, ignore it. Ignore it as much as possible. You might want to have a warm bath or a warm drink and just try and sleep through those. A lot of moms at this point, when it's at night, just don't even want to wake their partner or tell them, because it's just kind of a really sweet thing to just enjoy this early awakening, this early awareness that this birth process is starting to happen. They might start to rock. And it's so fun when you observe women in line at like a grocery store somewhere, and you're holding a bag of flour or you're holding a bag of groceries, and you start just rocking with your bag of flour, right? Women just rock. And especially after you've had babies, you just tend to rock. And so this is what moms are starting to do in early in the process, and they're upright, you know, they're often moving around, getting things finished, doing all the things. And it's at this point that the hormonal cascade is beginning. Do we really know what starts labor? Not totally, just like we don't totally understand how babies get made and grown. We kind of can observe things and have some really good ideas. And at the moment, and I'm sure this will change, but what we think happens is that once the baby is ready to be outside, now remember, babies will be where they feel safest to be born. It might be they need to be born early for whatever reason. But for the most part, babies will, once they become able to handle breathing, will release a protein that jump starts the pituitary releasing oxytocin. And as you get further along in the process, more oxytocin receptors are created and more oxytocin is produced, which is why you get surges every few minutes. Remember, those surges are surges of oxytocin working with your uterus. Your brain and your body work very well together if we're talking about normal process, undisturbed process of birth. So at this now, I'm going to tell you dilation numbers, but remember, the cervix is not a crystal ball. It will not tell you how long, how hard, when baby's coming. It just says that your body is working and your mouth of your womb is starting to open and be ready to release the baby. But in this early part of the birth process, you are just starting to ease open the mouth of your womb. You are about 2.0 to 2 centimeters dilation, which is when you're thinking about the normal birth process, how things are working, do we ever need to do a vaginal check? Nah, not really. Doesn't tell you much. You can kind of observe what a woman is doing and get a pretty good idea of whereabouts she is in the birth process. It's really important in this part, this early part, that mom is well nourished and hydrated. Right, you're setting out for this journey. You need some good nutrition. Make sure you are drinking water, getting your snacks ready, whatever you need. You might want, you could even go out maybe for a really romantic lunch, breakfast, supper, whatever it is, as you're getting ready for your journey. So celebration, do a little celebration cake or something. But you need resources in order to do this. It's an interesting thing, and when I think back on my own birth, during different parts, different stages of this process, we have emotional releases. And these are an important part of the process. And some women may not show it, some women do show it. But this is your, as women, right? That's part of our gift, is these emotions and being able to express them. So as your body moves through each phase of the birth process, you'll release these emotions. And we know tears are good and crying's good. All that stuff is good stuff. So don't be scared of what you're feeling as you go through the birth process. So that's kind of the early part, right? So let's look at the long end. That could be a whole day of doing that. Then we're going to get to the early part of what we call the active phase of the birth process. So this is now we're starting to get moving. We are getting ready to begin the journey. We're on the path. If we look at it as a brook, this is the early part of floating down the river. This part, this early active part, can last anywhere from an hour to 12 hours, right? Very generalized numbers here, remember. We all have heard or know people that birth their babies in like 4 hours. And then we also have heard or know of people who it took 72 hours. But it will end. It will. I promise. So this part, this early active part, contractions now are getting closer together. So maybe they are about 5 minutes apart, and they're slowly getting closer to like 4 minutes apart. They're starting to lengthen. The time of the contraction can be anywhere from 45 to 60 seconds long. And for the most part, contractions get to be about a minute long. So anytime you're doing a practice for a minute, right? You can do it for a minute. You got this. And you will get a break, 5 minutes in between to decompress, to go pee, to have something to eat, to totally relax again. Moms start to vocalize, and this is also an important part of the process, that you are able to use all your facilities to support the spiraling down, to support your baby. When we have our mouths open, when we are vocalizing, our bottoms are open, right? Remember that? They're connected. And baby, what is baby doing? He's also going through this process with you. You are starting to go inward. When you start to feel those sensations as they're getting stronger, you start to focus on them more. Your brainwave patterns are slowly changing from that thinking, alert, beta brain, and we're slowly shifting into our theta brain, right? The brain, part of the brain that helps us to zone out and to really just focus on one thing, and that's your baby. Mom begins to slow down, right? Her brainwave patterns are slowing down. When we're talking to her, we're slowing down our speech. We're not asking her to have an intense discussion. We're giving her options for yes or no, right? We, by this point, you should know what, if it's your partner, you should know what she wants. And those around her should also understand what's happening and what she wants. Moms are creating vibrations with her vocalizing that babies can hear and feel. Babies are smart. Babies can hear. They can feel whatever is happening to mom is happening with baby. Moms start to get lower to the ground. They might start to lean forward, lean over things, lean over a chair, where, whatever it is, hang on to a tree if you're outside walking, hang on to a person. But we're starting to get lower to the ground, leaning forward. Our bodies are doing what they need to do to help support baby and what baby's doing too. It's always good to keep in touch with your baby while you're going through this. Talk to them. Say, all right, here we go. We got this. How you doing down there? Encouraging your baby will help to also encourage you. Endorphins are starting to kick in. And so we want to do, the people around you want to do things to help really facilitate releases of endorphins, because they are nature's opiates, right? When you feel loved and comfortable and relaxed, everything's going to feel better, right? You'll feel able to meet the challenges ahead. At this point in the birth process, you're probably about 3 to 4 centimeters dilated. So the mouth of your womb is starting to expand. And often for first-time moms who go to the hospital, this is when they head in. And it's way too soon. You got a ways to go. And so women are encouraged to stay home as long as they can handle it, as long as they feel safe at home. So we're moving through the active phase. And then we come to the late part of this active phase, the later part where you really are, as Wapio says, you are between the worlds. So there's no going back now. This baby will be coming. You are leaving whatever life you had. If it's first time, you are leaving that first time, no children life, and moving into the family life, the mothering life. Okay, so you're moving between the worlds. This part of the process might take anywhere from 1 hour to 6 hours. Okay, you are working. This is the working phase. And moms who are left alone will do this work. No one really needs to tell them what to do. We can encourage them. We can give them suggestions if they ask. But if you just kind of observe a woman and watch what she's doing, she will move the way she needs to move. She will be connected to her baby, because it's really her baby and her figuring out what needs to happen. In between each of these sensations or contractions, or waves, however you want to identify them, is about 3 minutes, maybe getting down to 2 minutes. So we're really working now. And again, they're lasting about a minute, maybe a minute and a half as they get closer together. Maybe you'll have some that are about a minute and 3 minutes apart and some that are 2 minutes apart and lasting a minute and a half. So we're starting to get into the really getting the ball rolling. It's rolling down the hill. Moms are still vocalizing even more so. Maybe she's singing. Try singing through those contractions. See how that feels for you. Being in through the birth process, try different things. Be curious about what's happening. Stay connected to your baby. But moms are really at this point seeking privacy, right? They want to be warm. They may be hot and they may be cold, but really having a warm environment. Dark, having those lights off. What do we need to be seeing? We don't need to be seeing anything. Mom is really moving from that conscious thought to the unconscious. She's going deep within herself. Really that, I hate to use the word primal, but really that that part of ourselves that has been around forever. She's really reaching for her partner. I tell the partners at this point, you really need to be in arm's length because she'll be looking for you. She needs you. She really does. And yes, sometimes women don't want anyone, and that's okay too. So we're just generalizing here. But she's looking for you, for the partner. Often her eyes are closed as she's doing all this. She's just in her zone. Baby is feeling what mom is feeling. So if mom is having releases of that oxytocin and endorphins and all those hormones that are helping her cope and helping her manage her way through all these big waves and intense things that are happening, baby's doing that too. So we want to remember that. Baby's getting ready for his big moment. Mom is moving more, usually with those contractions. Sometimes she will stop during a contraction and then move in between. Every woman is different. Maybe she's sitting on the ball. Maybe she is swaying. Maybe she's hanging on to a rebozo. Many different things that she's going to work her way through to figure out what feels best. There's emotional releases that are happening through this too. Okay, whew, let's do the next one, right? Making sure that the people around her, the people in her space should be reassuring her, affirming her, reminding her that this is her work. She's got this. It's not more than her. Whatever her resources are, we are there to support her through it. So now she's working through. She's been working hard, and now she is almost to the peak. She's summoning the peak, as Wapio says. It's an unknown territory. It's very intense. Birthing from Within talks about the gates of labor as you're going through the labyrinth. One of my things that I really like to do with clients or with students is to draw a labyrinth or a labyrinth and talk about how you have to do one step ahead of the other. You have to keep going. There is no going back. There is no stopping this process once it begins. And you get to what we call the gate of holy terror, right? This is intense. And this gate comes before surrender, where you don't know, even if you've had more than one baby, right? You get to this point and you're like, whoa, this just got real. This is hard work. This is super intense. Contractions are coming every 2 minutes. They're lasting a minute or a minute and a half. They really are one after the other. This period could last maybe for an hour, maybe for four. I have rarely seen it or witnessed it go to that length. It's usually really an hour and a half, where everyone in the birth space is giving of their energy to the birthing woman. We can't do it for her, but we can guide her and be with her and support her and witness what's going on. She becomes a storm, wild and powerful. She may shout out. She may yell. She may holler. She may say it hurts. She may be fearful, and that's okay. It's okay. You can say that. You can say that. And she will through that. But for everyone in the room, it can be pretty intense too, as we're seeing that. She needs to find her own way, right? She needs to believe in herself. She needs to surrender. All right, baby, right? Remember, the baby is also going through this as he's moving down. He's spiraling down and preparing as mom begins to open. So this opening part, as the mouth of the womb is really retracting, becoming the fundus, getting ready to push that baby out. Our hormones are switching from that oxytocin endorphin cocktail to adrenaline ramping up, because we got some big stuff happening. We're not quite there. She's getting ready to meet her child. Can remind her, your baby's coming. Your baby wants to meet you. You guys are doing awesome. At this point, she's about 8 centimeters dilated, and she's getting to be fully. So all that cervix, the mouth of the womb, is now making way, is opening, is retracting, is building the fundus to get that baby out. There is often a huge emotional release. This is part of the process, right? Crying, seeking support. It's okay. It's a different thing when there really is, mom feels that something's not right, because she comes back into her thinking brain. But to have that fear that this isn't going to happen, the baby's not coming. And I've said, you know, oh man, I wish I could do this for you, but this is you. You can do it, because I know that you are almost there, right? But you're so in the moment with it that you don't recognize that, and that's okay. So often moms will go through this. The partner's supporting. He's doing awesome. He's giving her massages. He's giving her water. He's hanging on, letting her hang on to him, all those things. And then we get to the summit. We've reached this peak. And we have what we call a quiescence, a stillness, a rest. And moms and babies take a much needed break. They take the time to regroup, to re-energize, to prepare for the next part. Right? You've done the work. You are up there. You are ready. And often this rest and be thankful phase, as it's also called, it might last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. The people around her now have the opportunity to have a bathroom break, have something to drink, have something to eat. And everyone in the room often falls asleep too. And this is about being patient, because these moments, this moment, your baby is keying all the maneuvers he needs to make to be born. And so when you're breathing through it, yes, you're still having those sensations, but the baby is moving down, and we need to be patient. Some babies can move down quite quickly. Some take a little longer to kind of maneuver through things, but we need to have patience in this time. Get the rest. Sometimes a quick 20-minute cat nap, and everyone's refreshed, and all right, Let's go. We're on to the next phase of the birth process. In this phase, moms wake up. And often you'll hear that very typical, oh, what was that? They are starting to feel different types of sensation. These are more kind of a grunty, a pushy. It's in a different part. You can feel it right down in your bottom that things are moving along. We call it the feet on the ground, ready for the next. Moms will find the position, if we leave them alone, that they need to be in. We don't necessarily need to tell them what to do or where to go or how to do things. They will figure it out on their own. The contractions are stronger, but they're more spread out. So they're going to be maybe 3 to 5 minutes apart now. And with each contraction, it's going to build and build and build this pressure that she might be feeling. We don't need to ask her if she's feeling pressure. She will let us know what's going on. It can be feel really good for women at this point because you feel like, ah, yeah, I'm there. It's a release when you have those pressure feelings. No one needs to be talking. We just are quiet. We're calm. We're supportive. We're breathing with her. She's breathing her baby down. There's nothing to do. She doesn't need to be told anything other than you're doing great. Baby's coming. Be patient. And then as she's going through, we're kind of in the middle part of this next phase, is when baby's head is coming down through the birth canal. His body is coming down, but the head is coming first, unless it's a butt first. That's a whole other show. And the baby is triggering the fetal ejection reflex. Patient, it will happen. You will get to a point where that intense pressure you're feeling is lasting for the whole contraction, and you can't help yourself, but your whole body is pushing that baby out. The fundus is pushing that baby out. The baby is moving and coming down. And as he comes down through the birth canal, all sorts of things are happening, but I just want to talk about the process right now. Baby is on the perineum. We get to the part, of course, it's commonly referred to as the ring of fire, where just the perineum now, the head is down, the head is coming down, the uterus is out of the way, the mouth of the womb has opened, and now baby is ready to come into the world, and he's kind of sitting on the perineum. And it stings for a little bit, not for long. And we just let it stretch. We let it stretch. We breathe through it. We let baby do his job. Baby is getting rid of the fluids. And the head is coming down. The uterus does everything. Right? We don't need anyone to tell us to push. Right? And this is the normal process of birth. It will happen. Moms and babies work well together. The partner is witnessing all this. There's nothing they can do. The people around you are just to witness and to watch and to let you do your thing. The partner's ready now. And is starting to realize, right, a person. There's another person. We will be a family. I will be a father. So he's ready to claim his family. And it really becomes real because it's one thing when baby's in mom, in her womb, where she gets to experience all the sensations of the growth and the movement and everything. But now the dad gets to see. And the baby is ready, ready to meet the world. Process, depending on how many babies you have, what your situation is, could take an hour or less, could take up to 4 hours, right? We're just being patient. Just depends. Being upright, of course, is going to help facilitate it much quicker, letting mom do her thing, not being told when or how to push, not being on her back. We know that that's the worst position to be in. And so here's baby, ready to come. The emergence, the crowning. Mom has now picked up some energy because she's getting a huge dump of adrenaline. And so is baby. And that adrenaline is going to help baby as he comes into the world, as he starts to breathe, all his organs start to, the blood starts to circulate, all the things are happening. Mom is alert and can catch her baby. She doesn't necessarily need anyone to do it for her. She's quite capable. I like that our arms are just the right length to catch baby, our own babies. And so she now is back. She's focused as baby's head is coming out, as he's rotating, he's turning, the shoulders are turning and coming out. And baby comes out. And what happens? Well, if we're talking about the normal process, if we're talking about undisturbed, there's a pause. Baby has come. Takes a minute for him to adjust. Mom is adjusting. Mom is coming back, is returning, as we say, to the room. Taking a breath. Mom's breathing. Dad's breathing. Baby will start to breathe. And then once there's the pause, this quietude, another quiescence really, as everyone readjusts, reintegrates, reorganizes, things are happening, right? The reflexes, all the, you know, the brain switching, the adrenaline, oh, there's so much happening. But we can just be quiet and calm. Pay attention. Mom will then take her baby, talk to her baby, and begin the next phase, which is immediately after baby's born, shortly after the rest of the baby, the placenta, once that baby is ready to breathe on their own, and to start to nurse, to start to suckle. Maybe he's done the breast crawl, which is awesome and fun to watch. Babies know how to get fed. So that adrenaline is making them super alert. They got big old eyes. They're able to smell. They can find their way to the breast. And I say it's a circuit. Once that circuit is complete, they're at the breast. The placenta now is done its job. And will be released from the uterus. Mother will announce her baby. It's really fun when they haven't found out what if the baby's a boy or a girl, and everybody just waits. And it can take a while before they're like, oh yeah, we should see what we have, right? Because she's busy touching, smelling, looking at her new baby. And it doesn't matter at that point, right? She's just ready to announce. And so we all wait for her to announce that she's had the baby, what baby she's had. And this period is really important that people are calm, quiet, that his baby is switching from his fetal circulation to his neonatal or newborn circulation, that remember, this is the first time babies ever had a breath. Your first breath in your whole lifetime, your very first breath should be in an atmosphere of support, of love, of quiet, of calm, because that first breath will set you up for life. What happens at that first breath? Just think, it's just so amazing. It's your very first breath, first time. Baby smelling mom. Baby hears, recognizes mom's voice, dad's voice. Baby smelling mom. Mom is smelling baby. No hats, no blankets, nothing. We are skin to skin. That'll be another podcast. But baby's at the breast. The placenta is released. And then at the time of their choosing, they will release the placenta from the baby. And there we go. We're into a whole new journey, onto a new journey. So this meandering down the birthy brook, if you think of it as gentle waves, again, you get to the waterfall, right? You make it through there. You come out the other side, and a whole new family has begun. There is so much to it. There really is. And the biggest thing is to have patience, to be curious, to love the people surrounding you, the people that you choose to have in your birth space should be supportive, believing in you, trusting in the process, and knowing that mom more than anyone has the best interest of her baby at heart, that really her intuition, her inner knowing, her knowledge will help her to have the experience, to have the process that is going to be best for her and baby. And we've lost that. I mean, we got a lot of political stuff and cultural things and social things and all sorts of other things that impact it. But for the most part, this birth process needs to be witnessed, because women can do it and have done it and are doing it and will do it throughout the life, throughout the generations to come. Really just what I wanted to go through today to remind you that we can do it. We can do it. We need the proper support. We need the education, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the love in order to feel that, yes, I am a woman, hear me roar, right? Yeah. There you go. I really don't want to talk about anything else today. I just wanted to share with you the birth process, what it might look like, how the time, the clock really can impact what's going on. Remember, it could be short, it could be long. We just need to have the patience and the open mind to be able to accept our own journey and our baby's journey and what the baby needs. And to remember that everything that is done to mom, everything that mom is feeling, that the baby is feeling that, talk to your baby, tell them what is happening. Ask their permission. Let them know if something is unexpected is going to happen, or something you weren't planning is going to happen. Let them know. Say, all right, baby, you okay with this? What else do you want? Right? Really try and keep that connection. this blueprint is there. This blueprint that affects development, gestation, pre the birth process, birth, postpartum, there's a blueprint. And so we should be, to the best of our ability, supporting that blueprint and be preparing for when the unexpected might happen. Knowing what the normal is, knowing what this blueprint is, supporting it in the best way possible, and also preparing for the unexpected, which is what my teaching and training classes are, to help you prepare not only for the normal, but for the unexpected. Things unfold as a sequence. And with any kind of sequence, there's pauses. There's points of integration where we've reached this summit, and now we've got to integrate our experiences physically, emotionally. All those kind of things are going on. And remember that birth is set up to work even if, or even in case, no one is there. So I encourage you today to go be a blessing, to share positive experiences with other mothers, to encourage them, to remind them that they have within them the capacity to birth. Thanks for joining me today, and hopefully next time we'll even improve more on the technology bit. I wish you all the best. Many blessings to you. Enjoy your day. Bye for now.